Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, if you're waiting for Steve Jones' voice, it's going to be slightly better. I mean, slightly different. I'm sorry. Kevin Hearn, Bob Uner in for the vacationing Steve Jones today. And you know what the best part about this is, Bob?
Go ahead, Kevin.
We so you almost did it, too. Yeah, I like that. That's good. The best part of this is, you know, we can do whatever we want today.
Oh, yeah.
Steve can't say anything for another 24 hours.
No.
And I look deep into the NCAA rule book, where I still have yet to find where Penn State made a violation. But that's a different story.
Yeah.
That's a different for another day.
But on page 1006, there's something that says that people affiliated with a university, such as a Steve Jones,
right,
is not permitted to talk about recruits.
So I thought about it, and I thought, well, let's see. You're not affiliated.
No.
I'm not affiliated.
Nope.
Hmm. We could talk recruits
yes.
today.
And today is National Signing Day across all 50 states and several foreign countries. And, Australian kickers and, you know, Chinese linebackers, whatever. And so people are signing and have already signed and faxed in their commitment letters to the respective universities. And, now it's time for the punditry to opine on which college program had the best recruiting class, which met expectation, who were the upcoming stars. And, of course, Kevin, this will mean nothing because it doesn't matter who goes there. It ends up who plays there.
Well, and you know, the other thing is you always have to take those numbers with a grain of salt. We've talked about that many times with Steve. You know, you have Rivals.com rating everybody, and you have this rating and that rating. You know, when they get into a college scene and a college atmosphere and then start to play at that level, then you'll see what really is going to happen.
Yeah, because you coming out of Central Columbia, I had you rated in my poll.
I was way higher.
I think you were a 4-star, as I recall. And when I played as a sophomore at Danville, weighing 120 pounds back in 1968, I rated myself at least 3 stars. So... Anyway, those things are...
Buehner.com.
Yeah, exactly. Those things are meaningless, but what will count is how they perform. You know, and lots of these guys don't make the team. They leave. They transfer. And it's who's left standing when it's all said and done that counts.
Now, here's what we have planned for you today. Bill O'Brien walking into his news conference right now, and we hope to have some of the comments from Coach O'Brien on signing day on his news conference. And again, we'll get that to you probably in the 4 o'clock hour. We talk a little bit about more about recruiting because all the pages will get faxed in and we'll get everything put into place a little bit. What I want to focus on actually coming out before we get to Dan Patrick and Above the Noise, we're going to do a little high school basketball.
Absolutely.
Milton Black Panthers have had a stellar season. I mean, absolutely stellar. Coming off of a season where they did not make the playoffs. Now Coach Steve DeLong not only has them in the playoffs, but contending for a top seed or one of the top seeds in District 4 in the District 4 tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks as the February frenzy gets into full swing. So we'll have Coach Steve DeLong on the program in just a few minutes. And then again, at 4 o'clock, we'll discuss in detail a little bit more. Some of the players will have 2 players that have already signed and already put themselves into classes and are already able to go through the program at Penn State a little bit, and we'll talk to those players. We'll also have Mike Brennan from Fight on State giving his analysis of the defensive side of things for the Nittany Lions. And again, we hope to have Bill O'Brien's news conference on as well, talking about some of the recruits. Now, what this means for the Bucknells of the world, and we'll talk the Patriot League now with actual scholarships becoming available now for the Patriot League in football, we'll probably see a little bit of a delay in what they want to announce, because they're going to wait for all the big Division I's to get through, and then they're going to get a good idea of what they have available in the next day or so. And that's why Joe Susan is going to be on the program tomorrow here on the Steve Jones Show to talk about what Bucknell does. And I'll tell you what, there's a man that knows how to recruit.
Yes, and You know, he started so many freshmen and sophomores, his recruits, during the past season. So I think this will be recruiting class number 3 for him. And so he's really putting his stamp on the Bucknell Bison. And, you know, there is a pecking order, Kevin, to all of this. You know, the big schools go first, then the 1AA, the Bucknells, the Lehighs, then a little later on, the Bloomsburgs and the Westchesters and the Shippensburgs, they sort of come next. And then after that, it's the Susquehanna. So you sort of, there's an ascending order of priority of the schools. So it'll be interesting, you know, when Bloomsburg releases theirs, which will probably won't be for another week or so.
And, you know, you'll find some gems on that FCS list of signings in the next couple of days as well.
It seems there's more quality players out there than there are spots in a Division I program to – when you think about it, there's really Pitt, Temple, Penn State able to give Division I scholarships in Pennsylvania, which is roughly around 70 players in a state that produces volumes of quality football players.
And Bucknell has done so well recruiting in New Jersey and in the Maryland area, in the D.C. area. It'll be interesting to see, you know, how they progress. And again, Coach Susan, a great recruiter there. We'll have him on the program here tomorrow. One of the things that has already come out of the news conference was the, as Coach O'Brien saying, we're not about collecting talent, we're about building a team. So he's already starting to set the tone a little bit. We'll talk about a couple of the local players as well that are going to run on. We talked about them a little bit in the last few days.
Sure.
We'll get into more detail about that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Right now, Above the Noise with Dan Patrick. Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Hurry with Bob Buhner. Steve Jones with the day off today. We're going to be talking a little bit more about recruiting coming up in the next hour. But right now we switch gears slightly and talk a little bit about high school basketball and one of the teams that I think a lot of people had kind of flying under the radar and have surprised a few people. But Coach Steve DeLong of the Milton Black Panthers, not one of those guys that surprised at all. You kind of knew what you had coming back after last year, and there was a story going around that you got on the bus at the end of last season and said that you basically you thought your guys were in the right place.
Yeah, I was misquoted a little bit in that article. They made it sound like I said that we were better than everybody once the season ended. But what I meant was that since we only lost one guy from last season, that I thought that we immediately improved more than anybody else would have in the league. So, I know we only won 6 games last year, but I knew the type of players that we had coming back. It was a good mix of talent and I also think character, just really hardworking kids. And I really thought we could compete for a league title, and some people probably thought I was crazy, but, you know, now we, you know, Danville just proved to be too much for us. But, you know, we had our... We put ourselves in that position, and
you had a really good run, Steve, there in early January with actually dating back to even the 30th against Luzerne there, Northwest Luzerne with the win. Then you ran 7 in a row off at that point, and mm-hmm. and all of a sudden, hey, everybody started to look at Milton as being one of those contenders with big wins as well against Jersey Shore, one of those teams that I felt was one of those teams on the bubble. And then, of course, a win against Shikellamy as well in that week leading up to it. And now you're looking at a 12-7 record and not only District 4 eligible, but also looking at a pretty good seed coming in. That has to really make you happy.
Well, yeah, it's great. I mean, our number one goal was to make the playoffs this year, which hasn't been done in a number of years over there. And so we've done that. And, you know, I don't think a lot of people really believed in us until we went out and beat each of those teams. And, you know, I think Shikellamy was kind of that signature win kind of in the middle of that stretch, which, you know, I needed to see our guys do it. And so I think I probably truly believe that we could beat a team like that who's just pounded us the last couple of years. So, yeah, I mean, it's great. It's certainly better than what's been going on there the last couple of years, and we're excited about it. And, you know, this game tonight with Shik is huge because probably the winner of this game tonight's most likely are going to have that best shot at that number 3 seed in the district.
Absolutely. Steve DeLong of the Milton Black Panthers joining us here on the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Hearn, Bob Buhner standing by here in the Sunbury Motor Studio East today. Bob?
Steve, talk to us about some of your players. I just wonder, who are the unsung heroes of this Milton Black Panther team this year?
Well, you know, I think people are starting to learn the name Michael Jacobs. He's actually our leading scorer this year, and I really thought he was going to have his breakout last year, but for whatever reason, he just wasn't ready himself to make that move. But then after that, you know, we've got Tyrell Kling is a senior, and he's kind of the guy that does all the dirty work. He's our defensive guy. You know, pretty much anybody that I've put him on this year, he's either shut down or minimized the damage that player has done against us. We had him matched up on C.J. Tyler the last game, or the first time we played Schick. So, you know, you can expect to see that tonight. So he doesn't get a lot of headlines because he doesn't score the points, but you know, we really count on him for his defensive effort and just an intelligent player, does everything I ask him to do.
Yeah, you mentioned Michael Jacobs had 23 against Shikellamy last time out, including four big three-pointers. I think the big thing, though, for the way your team played, especially against Shikellamy the first time around, Chad Deegan is one of those guys that's about 6 foot in the inside. He's not going to be the prolific scorer, but he is going to average in double figures. But what he brings, he plays a lot bigger than 6 foot. I know he's a broad guy. I mean, he's been in the weight room a little bit, and that helps out. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you what, he plays a lot bigger than 6 foot.
Oh yeah, he's a strong kid. He's probably one of the more physical kids in the league, and he's always played bigger than his size. You know, even going back to eighth grade. He's got a pretty good vertical leap, and he's just a good athlete. Now, he's actually, you know, he's been our leading scorer the last two seasons, and this year he got off to a slow start, but he started picking it up a little bit, and he has a good inside-out game, and he just scored his 1,000th point the other night, so I think we're all glad to get that weight off of his shoulders. So I didn't really consider him an unsung hero. He's kind of the guy that everybody knew about.
Well, I think the thing that surprises me when I see him, and of course I only get a chance to see him a couple of times a year, is what you had mentioned, the fact that he does step outside the arc and hit the three.
Yeah. I mean, that's his game. He's a pretty good back-to-the-basket player, but he can also knock down the three-point shot. I mean, he single-handedly helped us beat Shamokin. I think he had four threes that night. He had a couple threes the other night against Lewisburg. I mean, that's just always been his game.
Got about 30 seconds left, Steve. I want to get this last question in. You were 9 of 11 from the line against Shikellamy last time, had 6 three-pointers. Is that where you win the game again this time around, is at the line and then dropping in some big threes with Jacobs?
Well, free throw shooting is always important. That's one of the few games this year. I don't want to win the game. I don't want to rely on 3-point shooting, though. I'd like to get more looks inside. You know, we've got some guys that can score inside, and I think that could be one of our advantages tonight. So yeah, I don't like us settling for 3-point shots. It's something I always have to tell our guys. You know, we do have some good shooters, but you know, you don't want to get caught and relying on those types of shots.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Thanks for checking in with us. It's been an outstanding season, and I look forward to a great end in the District 4 playoffs for you as well.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Coach Steve DeLong of the Milton Black Panthers joining us on the Steve Jones Show. We'll talk a little Bloom University wrestling and then get ready for a little bit of a discussion about that signing day thing that's going on. That's all coming up here on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after the news.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Kevin Hearn, Bob Buhner in the Sunbury Motor Studio East today. Sunbury Motors, the big complex, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and of course on the Routes 11 to 15 strip with the Kia dealership. The Hilshers General Store hotline will be open later on this afternoon as well at 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565, Hilscher's General Store. Good place to get the warm clothing. There's a lot of good Carhartt clothing there. Boots of every kind, including Red Wing. And we've talked about that many times seems like nightly snow that we've had the last few days and will continue for this week. Might not be a bad idea to stop by and grab some boots there on Routes 11 and 15 just south of Sealands Grove.
Or a pair of gloves.
I could use that.
Yeah, even though the reports out of Punxsutawney are that the groundhog predicted that winter would come to an abrupt end, the meteorologists seem to be disagreeing with that. We know we have snow on the forecast for this weekend or flurry, so Hilscher General Store is the place to go for all your winter needs.
See, I think maybe you might be better off, you know, thinking ahead. You know, I like to think like the groundhog. Maybe the seeds, maybe some early spring seeds will be the way to go at Hilscher's General Store.
You've got that,
they'll get
too.
Those coming in, you know, in the near future, if not in already, as a matter of fact.
And we have Steve Jones on a well-deserved vacation day.
Well, I don't know if I'd say well-deserved. He's on a vacation day.
Yeah, I guess. The reports that he's parasailing today off Mount Nittany are not true.
No, definitely rumor.
I checked the Susquehanna River. He is not in the double sculls out on the river getting his rowing muscles in, ready to go for the rowing season. So he's just off today.
And that gives us an opportunity to talk a little bit about Penn State recruiting on this being National Signing Day. And we'll have in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, Mark Brennan from Fight on State. He'll discuss the defensive side of things, and our state college correspondents will keep us up to date on some of the new recruits, including Brandon Bell and Christian Hackenberg. Christian Hackenberg, one of those guys on everybody's radar at his position, used to be at Marion Catholic before his family moved.
Yeah, he was in Coal Region talent, there's no question about it, and then headed to warmer climes to get ready as a quarterback, and a lot of people think that he's a perfect fit for the Bill O'Brien offensive scheme.
Well, and he's definitely got the size and everything. But again, we'll talk a little bit more about Christian Hackenberg, Brandon Bell, and get Mark Brennan's thoughts on the defense. And we'll give you some of the highlights, too, from Bill O'Brien's news conference that continues as we speak. Some of the things that he's been saying, he talked about the run-on program going really well right now, and a couple of run-ons from our area will be coming in.
The one I'm so interested, I think everybody in the Central Susquehanna Valley who follows high school football and also Penn State is just up the river in Lewisburg, Brandon Smith.
Yeah, Brandon Smith, the linebacker, is gonna walk on a run on, and
yeah.
You know, and we talked about him yesterday. Buzz called in from Northumberland and was talking about it. I mean, he got some really good offers.
He did Princeton,
Lehigh, Colgate.
Yeah, yeah.
Liberty, I think, was the other one.
And he's two things about him. He's apparently a very devout young man, and secondly, he's incredibly smart. Besides being a gifted athlete, which everyone agrees on that, but there's a real deep side to him academically and spiritually. He's a prized recruit across the Ivies, in the Patriot League, and pretty much anywhere else. But he elected, and that's the, you know, I think he feels that he's up to the challenge. Well, I know he does, or he wouldn't be going to Penn State as a run-on.
And another run-on is Austin Fiedler from the Warrior Run.
One big fellow.
Yeah, he is. And you know, Warrior Run ran behind him an awful lot last year, at least tried to run behind him awful lot. He committed a couple of days ago to be a run-on at Penn State, and wish him the best of luck. But, and you know what? And Bill O'Brien's talked about this too. These run-ons, you know, although you have to understand it's going to be a tough road. It is absolutely going to be a tough road, even without all the scholarships that are available to everybody else that Penn State doesn't have because of the sanctions. It's still going to be a tough way to get on the team. But you know what? There's going to be some gems in there that will have a great opportunity that maybe wouldn't have had that opportunity if all the scholarships were available.
Kevin, I'm trying to think of the walk-on player who was from Wyalusing High School, who went to Shippensburg, transferred to Penn State, was their special as a walk-on, and by his senior year, and that's why we need Steve Jones here. We shouldn't let him take vacation days. Anyway,
an encyclopedia.
Yes, he would know his height, weight,
and who he dated,
hat size, everything else. But anyways, from Wyalusing, went to Shippensburg track and field, ends up at Penn State, was the special teams player, got drafted in a high round by the Cincinnati Bengals, and but for a very unfortunate injury, he'd still be in the NFL. Started out as a walk-on and was a dynamo. So there's really a fine line between those run-on, walk-ons, and the scholarship players. Robbie Gold, the all-pro kicker out of Lock Haven Central Mountain High School, was a walk-on at Penn State.
Well, they had a quarterback that was pretty decent that was a walk-on.
Yeah, what's his
Penn
name
State?
From Scranton? led the Big Ten, McGloin, I think.
Yeah,
was that the name?
He was all right.
So, and I think because of what's going on at Penn State with sanctions and limits on scholarships, there's no doubt Bill O'Brien will give everybody a fair shake.
A couple of the things that Bill O'Brien talked about in his news conference today, he said, you have to think about it. We can only sign 15 scholarship players. That's how important the run-on program is in his mind.
Sure.
And he said, you know, our strategies have definitely changed. He said, I feel like we have a lot of bright guys in the building regarding the recruiting staff. And they're trying to find those diamonds in the rough that maybe people are looking over. Maybe a guy that's listed on Rivals as a 3-star that becomes a 5-star when he gets into the right setting and the right coaching staff. And, you know, and I'm sure, you know, Charlie Fisher had a lot to look with Christian Hackenberg and said, you know what, this guy really fits what we want to do.
There's no question. It's finding the right match with the program, offensive and defensive schemes, and also the one thing that these 4, 5-star, 1-star designations don't measure is character. They don't measure heart. And if anyone watched some of the Penn State players last year, they have lots of character, lots of heart. And what we don't see as the guys talking about it or people reading about it or listening to it is these coaches at Penn State and coaches everywhere, they get to know these players as high school players, as recruits coming to campus. They get to interview them. They get to interact with them. They get to see them, observe them with their peers. And so they can get a good measure of the content of their quality in terms of character.
And Bill talked about that as well. And we apologize. We're not able to bring you some of the news conference because, well, quite honestly, there was a system-wide outage at Penn State, and they were not able to send the audio or the video or the audio at that point. So they're going to archive the full press conference a little bit later on GoPSUSports.com, so you'll be able to catch it later on tonight. But when talking about Christian Hackenberg, he said, number one, he's a really good person, and we feel really good about our quarterback room. And he said, when you play quarterback at Penn State, it's different than any other position on the team. He said, you have to really learn to balance the classroom with being the best quarterback you can be. And that's what he's talking about, is the personality as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, it reiterates what he said earlier. We're looking for a little bit more than we're not really collecting talent. We're looking for a little bit more than that. And we'll have an interview with Christian Hackenberg. Brian Tripp interviewed him.
Great.
Out in State College just last night. So we'll have that coming up for you here on the Steve Jones Show. But let's take a minute here and switch gears slightly after we take our commercial break, and we'll talk a little bit about high school and college wrestling, something Bob feels really comfortable about because he's seen a lot of it this year. So we'll talk a little high school and college wrestling coming up. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I really need a used car.
Sunbury Motors has lots full of used cars.
But it has to be a good used car.
Well, they're not good.
What?
They're great. Sunbury Motors has over 300 used vehicles to choose from. Cars, SUVs, and trucks so good, we wouldn't sell them if we wouldn't drive them. That's probably why we consistently sell over 200 cars a month. And when it comes to new, Sunbury Motors is the largest Ford dealership in the central Susquehanna Valley. Sunbury Motors makes buying a new car easy with a huge inventory and lots of choices.
And I'm a smart shopper, and I know what the price should be for the car I want.
Well, here at Sunbury Motors, you get our lowest price promise. We research prices on used cars so much that if you find a better deal, we'll beat it. That's a promise. So here's your keys.
Thanks.
Take a test drive today at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and our Kia dealerships at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Shop 24/7 and see our inventory at sunburymotors.com. That's sunburymotors.com. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herr, Bob Buehner in the Sunbury Motors studio today. Steve Jones, I'd like to say on assignment, but no, that doesn't sound right
either. No, he's on vacation. The rumors that he's out spelunking today in Penn's Cave are not true. He's not doing that. He's not parasailing. He's not rowing on the Susquehanna River. He's just simply on vacation.
What does a guy do on a day off that doesn't often get a day off? That's what I want to know.
Well, the last time we talked to him about it, when Penn State had an off football Saturday back in October, he put up his Christmas decorations.
Maybe he's taking them down today.
He could be. I think he's getting ready for putting up his Easter bunny decorations, perhaps.
Could be. Big thank you to Greg, who was listening in the car, that said Ethan Kilmer was the name we were trying to think of.
Yeah, Ethan Kilmer, number 45. I remembered the number. I just couldn't. I was having a block. Father ran an insurance agency up in Wyalusing, and he went to the Bengals, played several seasons, got hurt. And that ended his career.
And some good news for local fans of Selins Grove and Ryan Kaiser. He was a former walk-on that is reportedly now will be a scholarship player this year.
Well, he deserved it. What a tremendous talent in high school for the Seals. I remember watching him almost single-handedly manhandle a good Danville football team because he was so multi-talented. And he's the holder for the field goals, extra points, and a lot of special teams work for Ryan Kaiser, and he's really highly regarded, I'm sure, by the coaching staff.
Bill O'Brien expects to have 15 to 20 freshman run-ons come on to campus in August, and we talked about two of them from our area, Brandon Smith and Austin Fiedler from Warrior Run, Lewisburg and Warrior Run, respectively. But let's take a moment and talk a little high school wrestling and college wrestling, at least not on the Penn State side, got dumped by Iowa in a really, really interesting match. But
yeah,
I mean, that one almost got won and lost on the first match with Nico Megalutis that night.
He was wrestling the number one ranked wrestler in the country, and that's where the match started, at the 125 or the lowest weight class. And a late takedown, a sudden victory, I think it went into. And that was a big win for Iowa, set the tone for the night. I think the big upset was at 184, Brown.
That one sealed the deal.
Yeah, that was the clincher, and you know, Brown was kind of the favorite. Kevin, last night in high school wrestling, one of the all-time shocking storylines, if you will, locally, was a dual meet between Ironmen of Danville and the Panthers of Bloomsburg. Now, let me set this up. Danville is a two-time state champion program.
That's right.
A one-time runner-up. A few years ago, they went in when they started the team tournament, and they finished fourth in the state and an eyelash out of probably second place, just the way things matched up. So a storied program with a coach that is the second winningest all-time coach in PIAA wrestling history against a Bloomsburg program that a few years ago had four or five 120-plus winning wrestlers.
That was like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. And they won the state. They lost the state championship because one of their wrestlers, DePasquale, who was about a 150-pounder, did not have his shoelaces taped. A team point was deducted.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know
that. And
this.
Bloomsburg lost the state title by 0.5 point.
Was it the next year that they ended up winning the AA title?
I think it was
like 2000, 2001, all that happened?
Yeah, it was around the same time, and I forget which preceded the other. And Bloomsburg had a lot of great wrestlers. Edmonds, DePasquale, Ricky Thomas, I think his name is, and it just went on and on from that run on. So these are two incredible programs. Well, they wrestled last night in 14 weight classes. There were 11 uncontested matches because of forfeits.
Bloomsburg, I will say this, I was there.
Okay.
Bloomsburg's team is a lot smaller right now. They have a lot of weight classes, obviously, to fill.
Yes.
That being said, it was an elementary night last night. And looking at what's coming up from the elementary program, I don't think they're going to have to worry about filling those if half of those kids decide to stay with them.
Sure. So there were three matches wrestled between the two schools. Two first period pins by Bloomsburg wrestlers and a one decision in the middle weights, a 9-2 decision for a Bloomsburg wrestler. So Bloomsburg won all three of the contested bouts, which took an elapsed time less than 10 minutes for a dual meet. And yet Danville won the dual meet.
Yes, and I think that's the first time in PIAA history that a team has won a match but not won any of the bouts that were contested.
It certainly ties a record if it's not the record.
I can't imagine.
Can't get any better than that.
Right.
So that is just a sad commentary. I don't know all the reasons why this is occurring.
I can tell you from firsthand, I don't mean to interrupt you, Bob, but I can tell you from firsthand, there was a lot of jockeying for positioning in that, and some guys got moved around from what they originally introduced.
Sure.
Now, I'm not sure if it was Bloomsburg that was doing some of the moving. I'm not sure if it was Danville that was moving some things around. But nevertheless, they were doing some jockeying for position, for lack of a better description, to get the right matchups, and that's how it ended up unfolding.
Yeah, and Danville has, and Bloomsburg, I think each team has 3 wins on the season. So, what a reversal of fortune from storied, almost legendary programs to last night's what I'll call a debacle. But here's my question for college wrestling for you, Kevin.
Okay.
Can you name the team in Pennsylvania collegiate wrestling that has knocked off 4 top 20 teams, is ranked in the top 15 in the country?
13, I believe, is
the
exact
number.
Be,
and is leading their conference?
Yeah, it actually 14th
okay, I
is
think
where
it's,
they're at.
Yeah. But if you said, just based on that, if you said Penn State, you'd be wrong.
And I would have, and I might be thinking Lock Haven is, it'd still be wrong.
Yes, it's the Huskies of Bloomsburg.
It's Bloomsburg, right.
Which, again, talk about a storied program going back to the days of Russ Houck, who was the Olympic wrestling coach as well as a head coach in the 60s and early 70s. And then Roger Sanders followed him. Again, great programs with national champions, Don Reese from Hughesville, the legendary Shorty Hitchcock under Russ Houck, and they're back. The Huskies this year ranked 15th. They have knocked off Pitt. They've knocked off Maryland. They've knocked off a few other top 20 teams, including Edmonton.
The other night, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and they've got and they beat a good Clarion team most recently. They are in first place in the Eastern Wrestling League, undefeated in the league. 14-2 overall. Their 2 losses were an 18-12 loss to Lehigh, and they lost early on in the season to Missouri. Now, here's the other part of it.
You might want to call those quality losses.
They are quality. 18-12 to Lehigh is, you know, that's like the Iowa-Penn State match.
And Missouri's 7th in the state or in the nation right
now. Yeah, and they lost to them, I think, 22-10. So, not a bad team. But the interesting thing, and I pointed this out to Steve about collegiate wrestling, you look at the Penn State lineup, and it's 8 Pennsylvanians, one guy, Dave Taylor from Ohio, and then one other wrestler, Brown, I think, is from Utah. But it's all Pennsylvanians. You look at the Bloomsburg lineup, they're from all over. Their number one wrestler, a guy named Frank Hickman, who's around 150-something, is Carolina. Their starting lineup, New Jersey, New York State, Delaware, Maryland, North Carolina.
But think about it. I mean, when you're Bloomsburg University, you're going to, you know, you're going to compete for wrestlers from Edinburgh, Lock Haven, Pitt.
Yep.
Even Penn.
Penn, Lehigh, of course.
Yeah, and not to mention Lehigh. So, I mean, when you, and this is what I was just looking at. If you look at the top 25, you have Penn State. Let's see, what else do we have from the state of Pennsylvania? Bloomsburg, Pittsburgh, Edinburgh, and Penn.
Yeah.
There's like 5 teams in the top 25 of college wrestling right now that are from Pennsylvania. That is some really tough recruiting if you're trying to keep kids in or get kids from the state of Pennsylvania.
And the other interesting thing about the Bloomsburg program is it kind of about 4 or 5 years ago, Kevin, took a really odd twist. And here's what I mean. Brought in Dan Wernsberger, who is a really renowned wrestler and assistant wrestling coach, to be the head coach. And he really got things going. And he brought his assistant, was a guy named John Stutzman. And then all of a sudden, the Bucknell Bison decided to reestablish their wrestling program. And Wernsberger moved from Bloomsburg to Lewisburg.
Big win for the Bison.
Oh, yeah. At least, you know, so it seemed at the time. And Wernsberger's a solid coach. But this gave a great opportunity to John Stutzman to come and be the head coach at Bloomsburg. He didn't move like I thought he would to Lewisburg. So he's at Bloomsburg and just doing an incredible job. They're talented wrestlers. A lot of are underclassmen. So, you know, I think Bloom has the potential to break the top 10 can you believe? I mean, that's just amazing. We've got two programs 70 miles apart that are, you know, really national quality programs. Now, Bloom's big match comes up on the 15th of February with their really arch rivals. No love lost between the Bald Eagles of Lock Haven and the Huskies of Bloomsburg going back about 50 to 60 years. And if Bloom wins that, they're going to be the Patriot League or the Eastern Wrestling League champions.
All right, Dave from Sunbury on the line. Dave, we're going to have about 30 seconds. Go get it.
Okay, Bob Buhner?
Yes, sir.
All the kids that are coming in next year?
Yes.
They're all from Pennsylvania also.
You mean the Penn State recruits for wrestling?
Yep, the entire lot.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, Dave. I think you know better than a lot of people because I know you follow things.
Oh, and the guys that already got up for the next following year?
Yeah.
The ones over to commit at Haynes.
Okay.
He's going for his third title. Next year will be his fourth.
Well, we know that Zane Rutherford from Benton.
Benton, yeah. Benton via Line Mountain.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be there next year.
Well, sometime when I can call him in, I'll give you the whole list.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dave. Appreciate the call. You know, that's what happens, as Steve said, when you're the show.
Yeah.
And Iowa shocked the show last Friday night.
Well, I think it's going to be a motivator for the Lions for the Big Ten championships. A few years ago, they lost to Minnesota in a dual meet, came back, won the Big Tens, and a national title.
We'll talk a lot more about recruiting. We'll have Brandon Bell, Christian Hackenberg, new Penn Staters on the line with us on the Hilshers General Store Hotline. That's when we return from the Sunbury Motors Studios. News Radio 1070 WKOK after the news with the Steve Jones Show.